Let's move beyond coverage into medical need. Again, no universal definition, but every health-based program focuses on medical need. Schools focus on educational need, vocational rehabilitation focuses on unemployment-based needs or employment training needs, but health-based programs focus on medical needs. There are, just as there are common questions, there are common principles to medical need, even though the definitions, the vocabulary of the definition itself will change, and the slide immediately after this is the Medicare definition, you'll see it's very different. But there are four characteristics in common. Each of them talk about the person having a condition. The condition has to cause an adverse effect. The thing that you're seeking, whatever it is, service, item, equipment, has to be treatment. It has to be effective and non-experimental. And then, not stated here, but stated in other definitions of medical need, and an inherent principle always, is that your role is to recommend the least costly, equally effective alternative. Not the least costly alternative, because that often could be no treatment at all, but the least costly, equally effective alternative. And where you see that in the New York definition is that care, services, and supplies constitutes the treatment. Conditions is condition. Let's do it in order. We said condition comes first. Here's the reference to condition. The effect of the condition is this long phrase in the at the bottom of the definition. Illness or infirmity, interfere with capacity for normal activity, threaten a handicap. That's the adverse effect. The treatment would be the services. And as I said, least costly, equally effective alternative is inherent in all of them.